Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. And so, my partner, the time is at hand, and the clock, it winds to this particular point, a point where you, as my partner, had apprehension on the changes that might occur or the expectations of spirit of you. I will say at this point in time, this is why I'm here. This is why you're here. I want to review just a little what I have channeled in the past, for there are so many who do not understand how the shift is starting to affect humanity, humanity's consciousness, and some of the attributes that must occur because of the conscious evolution that is now on the planet. I'm going to call this particular channel the birthright of humanity. I want you to understand that 2012 was an amazing event. The end of 2012 was prophesied by the ancients. So many of them, they had the same kinds of prophecies all over the planet, the most popular being those of the Maya, where they had a calendar which actually stopped at the end of the precession of the equinoxes, the 26,000-year wobble of the planet. It was made popular because it was so obvious of what they were saying and doing in 2012 would be the end of time. The end of an old time. The prophecy of so many indigenous said that if you made it past 2012, if you made it, it would begin a process of evolution of consciousness on the planet. Whereas the planet had been stuck in an old energy of war, repeated war, and repeated war, that they would start to evolve and understand that it was dysfunctional. They would start to evolve and see so many things around them were dysfunctional. I told you that there will come a day in history when everything before 2012 will be referred to as the barbaric years. That is how different the future may become. All of this is with your free will, just as it was for you to pass 2012. For those seniors listening to this channel, what was the prediction of the earth when you were born? And the answer is you would not survive much past the year 2000. There would be an Armageddon, there would be World War III, and you were headed for it, dear ones. The very attributes of Scripture that talked about it, of things that would happen in the Middle East, were happening in the Middle East. Frightening it is and was to so many who went through a Cold War where 50,000 nuclear weapons were pointed at one another, the end of the planet. And you went through it. Instead of perishing, you went through it. This was not expected, dear ones, by so many who had the prophecies of the future, the doom and the gloom, all the things that they said would take place, and none of them did. This is the preciousness and the beauty and the majesty of the human being who went through this. I arrived in 1989 to prepare you for the shift, to give you instructions, which I have done. And it's been now 8 years. And now it starts to change. Now you are starting to discover the new normal. You're starting to see unexpected things. You're starting to see consciousness shift. You're starting to see the black and ugly things crawl out of the society that you always lived in, you didn't know about, but they were always there, dear ones, and you're starting to object. You're starting to object to the bias of one gender to another, which has always been there, always been there. And yet now, somehow, it comes to the surface, doesn't it? You're starting to object in your societies to the biases of those cultures who live among you that have always been there for your entire time in this country, always. And yet now you want solutions, don't you? Knee-jerk reactions, riots, frustrations, you want solutions. This time, dear ones, there must be solutions in your country, this America. There is a consciousness shift going on. And in that, I present this idea. What is it you don't know? Did you know that your very cellular structure at the DNA level has a multidimensional aspect or attribute? Did you know that? This actually has been shown in many experiments, but not necessarily accepted in its full form yet, because there is no reason to. It's simply been interesting. But now I'm going to tell you something. What if all of that which you don't know that is currently in your cellular structure starts to evolve in a consciousness that opens a tremendous portal of abilities, understanding? It will. Brian, I don't understand what you're talking about. Oh, you will. Dear ones, let me give you an example. The human being has always had anomalies that seem to be miraculous. The anomalies I speak of have mostly been spontaneous remission. There are those in the hospital recover so fast that it has to be a miracle. Oh, there's so much more. I'm going to tell you when we get to the circle of something else. And when this happens, it is seen and acknowledged by medicine and science, but they don't know how and they don't know why. There are some scientists who say if we could only put our finger on what happened for the disease to have left the body to such a degree that when we analyze it, there's not even damage from the years the disease was there. It's so remissive. It cured almost like the clock went backwards, like they never had it. And it happens over and over and over. Let me tell you what it is. This is a review. This is the multidimensional part of the human being, the alliance with the soul. All you've had so far is an alliance with the body. The soul is multidimensional. The soul contains all that is that you are. The soul is forever. Almost every belief system on this planet has you going somewhere else when you die. Did you notice? That is an acknowledgement that you know you're more than corporeal. The soul lives with you while you're here. It doesn't wait for you to die. You are sitting in that which is the energy of your soul every single day. If that's the case, that soul, it has that which is what we call the creative source energy, a piece of God, if you want to say God. It's spirit. It's the creator. It's part of your soul, always has been. That's why it goes forever. You are part of the creator. Made in his image is what this means. That's the love, the compassion. That's the other side of the veil that's part of you and always has been. But you never used it, did you? Not really. Those spontaneous remission times, that's when the switch was hit. Do you like that? So instant. That switch is hit And suddenly, the disease goes away, and that which is divine and magnificent comes in and erases it like it never was there, and you walk away from the hospital, and everyone scratches their head and goes, had to be a miracle. What if it wasn't a miracle? What if it was a brief moment when you captured that which belongs to your birthright, human being? Your evolution is at hand. And in that evolution is a connection with that birthright, that soul part, that spontaneous remission, the attributes of that which is internal, which can heal whatever it is you think is going to be your demise. The healing is for that of fear, anxiety, disease, even the Akash. Things that bother you now, such as betrayal, and we've said that before, which you might wake up every morning and think about, starts to be diminished. It's a rewrite, if you wish, even of that which is your consciousness, if you wish. And it's all facilitated by the energy of consciousness. The theme of Kryon for many years is that help does not come from outside. It comes from inside. The most magnificent, stellar energy on this planet resides in the God part of the human being. And that's what we're going to be touching. It's going to be different from any modality or most. It's going to go into a place that you don't expect. I'm going to end with this on this channel. It's going to sound a little scientific, but it's not. I will explain right now what the 12 means. You expect, on purpose, I designed the phrase, you expect a linear occurrence. The circle of 12, well, obviously, you're going to go into some place and sit with 12 masters. How 3D of you. That's not what's going to happen. I will tell you about the circle when we get there, but the 12, it doesn't have a word yet, dear ones, and briefly I'll say that this universe is constructed with parts of 4. What I mean by that is that everything you look at that is biological or physics or natural or nature or calendars or directions is divisible by 4. Everything. This ought to tell you that there is a system of the universe that is that which is fractals of 4, attributes of 4. And yet, this planet has used another base for mathematics, and that is of 10. If you're a mathematician, you know that math is a language that evolves itself, that the language actually shows things you didn't know from the computations that you do, showing the patterns you didn't expect. This is mathematics exposing other mathematics. It's the beauty that mathematicians love. And I will tell you this, and you may not agree, but if you're a mathematician, as high as your math will get, all you're doing is fancy arithmetic. When you get into the 4s, you will find the physics of consciousness. When you get into the 4s, all of the formulas that you can't understand and you wanted to know about, the control of multidimensional things that you wanted so long is all there. Imagine healing without substances. Imagine healing with only the formulas of consciousness. That's where we're going. The 12, that is a metaphor of being in the structure of 4. It's the soup of the way the universe works. It's the confluence of the structure of all things that exist, including the formulas of consciousness. The healing of 12, the circle of 12, the 12 means that you're going to start using the formulas of the magnificence of consciousness that you have and applying it to yourself. But remember, you step into the soul, you are a partner with spirit. You step into the soul, you're not doing it alone. Suddenly, hand in hand, with that which the Creator gave you as a multidimensional person you are, that's what the secret is going to be. Hand in hand, you're just going to start using the power of your Merkaba, the very soul energy that you have. That is evolution. That is the next evolution. You didn't expect it, not really. It's always come from someone else, from something else, from outside, from some angel, from some master, who always told you you had it inside, who always told you that you were a child of God and that you didn't inherit disease. That's what I wanted to tell you in this channel. That's what today will be like when we get to the circle. This is an exciting time, dear ones. It is the next phase of humanity. It is not sequestered to the circle of 12 of Kryon. It's going to be exposed everywhere. Working with the soul level, working with the multidimensional parts of your own DNA, welcome to the multidimensional human being, the new human. That's where we're going in a little while. And so it is.